You know, it is easy to fall into a pattern of life. For me, my weekdays look very similar to each other, with a minor switch up every now and then. But you know, if we're not careful, real life can pass us by. The real life that I'm talking about is our godly purpose on this earth and our relationship with God the Father. You see, some of us may need a wake-up call to understand the time in which we're living, not getting lulled to sleep by the earthly patterns and the fleshly desires of this world. Paul says in Romans 13, verse 11 through 14, "And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh." Paul says that we need to wake up from our slumber, that the night is nearly over and the day is almost here. I encourage you to take stock of how you're living, not to continue in mindless patterns that bear no fruit, or sinful patterns that lead us astray. Paul reminds us that we are running a race, so we can't lose focus. If we do, we might find more of the world seeping into our lives as we become more and more oblivious to the real reason we're living.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
Paul says the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. When life ends, eternity begins. And this short time that we have here on earth sets the course for where we'll ultimately spend eternity. And with that in mind, I encourage you to heed Paul's words by taking stock of how you're living. Wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast, and be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.